Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no more fucking around. There's no more game playing. It's everything, it's coming to fruition right now. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct from the gloom tomb of New York City. I'm in here with my partner, G Monetti.
Yeah.
2015 podcast, co-host of the year.
Yeah.
We're going for the championship belt in 2016. We're actually going to get belts if we win and wear them. You're not going to just see them at, like, the fights and ceremonies. Like, you might see me on a street on a cold Tuesday with my belt. We're going for the belt in 2016. My name is Michael Rapaport. Some people call me the Gringo Mandingo. Some people call me the White Arsenio Hall. I take it all. I take it all. I soak it in, and I appreciate it. We're doing this with no cuts.
Yeah, let's just roll, man.
We're doing all live everything, all live reads, all live sponsorship talk.
To show you how we get down.
We're freaking the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, just cut in a couple of beats, some G Monetti beats.
Give me that Murderer's Express.
Yeah, I want that Murderer's Express. I want that, what's the Jew Funk?
Bernstein.
I want that Bernstein beat somewhere in here. And what other requests do you have? They're your beats, Moody.
You Train, made some... Chase, Miles, make sure you get Chase.
Miles Davis is our... Is he Puerto Rican and Asian? Japanese and...
He said he was Japanese and...
White?
Yes.
Or Japanese and Japanese?
Japanese and white.
Okay. I thought something had to do with Puerto Ricans. I'll always like to fuck with the Puerto Ricans. In a good way. I grew up on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And you know, Spanish Harlem is a blink away.
Yeah, it's not far.
So I always like had that around me.
Right.
You know, at the pool at John Jay Park on the Upper East Side.
Right.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. I know that LearnVest is an online financial advice company focused on empowering people nationwide to make smart decisions with their money. If you want to know how to aggressively pay down your student loans, LearnVest can help you with that. If you want to know how much you should put aside for saving and contributions to your retirement account, they're on that also. They'll help create a custom financial plan just for you. Plus, they pair you with a financial planner to help keep you on track. To see a sample plan and get a $50 credit, go to learnvest.com/Rappaport, LEARNVEST.com. LearnVest. I know Moody's messing with it right now.
Yep.
And I'm really proud that they're a sponsor of the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. So, Khloe Kardashian, we've probably been the only people tracking this.
Were.
And I hate to toot our own horn. And it's not like we're kicking somebody when they're down, because the Kardashians, they don't just have one show. They're a family of multiple shows. They are that fond of themselves that they feel like the world just can't get enough. But the world got enough of Cocktails with Khloe. Her show that I believe was shot out of the garage of her house.
Right.
With no premeditated plan, effort, or script. It was the shittiest of the shitty reality shows. Right, right. And as you all know, I do watch them. I watch reality shows. So I can tell you that Cocktails with Khloe, everything with a K, because she is cuckoo for
Coco Cox.
It's all K everything.
Yes. We said that. That's not my... She said, I'm cuckoo for Coco Cox.
And if she didn't say it, she said something around
I've
that.
I've never seen a white penis. So what does that mean?
It means...
that I'm cuckoo for Coco Cox.
Good one, Moody. So the show was canceled after 14 terrible episodes. And you can't blame her guests. She got very good guests.
Right. A-listers.
You know who you have to blame? The host.
The host.
She's not interesting.
You don't got it.
You don't have it.
Right.
Now she's doing a fitness show.
Damn.
Well, why do we need you to do a fitness show? We see you in 15-second videos. We know that a lot of your body has been purchased.
Word.
And manipulated.
Fitness, right. Yeah. Word.
We don't want to see you on a fitness show. Again, you're not that interesting. Just like your step pops, his show isn't that good because he's not that interesting.
Right.
Now, when the collective Kardashian circus comes to town, now you got a show.
Right.
Because you're like, how can they all be doing this together? But on your own terms,
right.
Individually, it doesn't fly. Right. Bruce is a fucking snore. Caitlin. Cocktails with Khloe was a snore. And your workout show is going to be whack too.
They give her another show.
That's one of many.
Damn. So one could fail.
There's starving comedians, talented actors and actresses, really committed fitness people.
Yeah.
There's people that like live and die to shit. And you think that you're just going to get a show and it's just going to pop off just because of who you are? No. It doesn't work like that.
And you got all fake shit.
And it's not like I'm shitting on someone when they're down.
Right.
When is enough enough? When are you going to get sick of yourself?
Yo, if they throwing money at these motherfuckers, take it. Because your ass
they
gonna
get
old.
They have to pitch them shows too, though.
Oh, they have to pitch them.
That's why her Cocktails with Khloe was on that network. E! Passed on it.
Oh, right.
They were smart.
They said, we not with none of that sucker shit.
And what was I going to say? I was going to say something about that show.
They had A-list guests.
A-list guests. No, it wasn't that. There was something specific about that show. But it doesn't matter. But the point of what I brought up this whole thing to begin with, even though I can't remember what the actual point was, is that if you can do Cocktails with Khloe... and in the gym with Khloe, I want to pitch, and I want to see if you're down for this. This is an on-air thing. I hope I'm not catching you off guard. Shitting with G. Monetti. You go on the toilet and you just rant. We don't see you. Like, we don't see it. It's not about the right. We don't even have to taking a dump with G. Monetti. That's a better sellable title.
Right. I'm with it.
Where you every morning... The show is on, it's on YouTube, 20 minutes of you, and we'll make it a nice set with a real toilet, and you just spew the morning news, but you're on the toilet. We don't see, you're just there, like how a man does. I think we can sell that. Would you be interested in comfortable hosting a show like that? Because if Cocktails with Khloe can do 14 episodes before it gets canceled, I feel like we could at least squeeze 30 to 35.
Oh, yeah, I'll get that. Hell yeah.
You're comfortable doing that?
Hell yeah.
All right. So we want to take all propositions. We're not going to go out and pitch this. We want to hear your pitch as to where we should sell it. There's going to be a bidding war on this.
Let's go.
So that's done. That show is finito. Another thing that happened that was very pleasant, not a surprise at all. Shaquille O'Neal got nominated first ballot Hall of Fame.
No brainer.
Yao Ming, first ballot Hall of Fame. And the best of all the best.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson.
The people's champ.
Full Iverson.
Yeah.
In the Hall of Fame, first ballot.
Good.
All 165 pounds of him.
That's right.
He's a fucking miracle.
He's in there.
What a player.
Special.
What a player. Made it in there, first ballot, showed up for the acceptance thing, still doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
T-shirt and jeans. Because he had a low-key T-shirt, and the jeans were a little much, but they weren't crazy. He makes it, like, now it's like you wouldn't expect him to wear a suit to anything. We'd be surprised if we saw the suit.
Right.
And I love it.
Yeah, it changed. Yeah, it's like, and he said, they talked about how I dress, but I wouldn't be caught dead in what these motherfuckers is wearing.
Yo,
that's just what I said.
And when you did say that.
Motherfucker wearing his stomach out and shit. Why you don't pop shit about that? You want them to look like women in the tunnels.
No, you can't blame anybody for that. You want them. No, you're not putting that on no fucking the white guy, the fucking league, the emasculation of black men. No, we're not taking responsibility for that, my man.
Oh, so you
that's
say
a personal choice.
That they stomach
fuck
out.
You. Fuck you.
So they stomach out.
These motherfuckers want to wear dresses to show up for the NBA finals. That's a personal choice. No fucking white people are taking the fucking fall for this one, my man. Fuck all that shit, man.
But shouldn't that be legislated out just like you legislated
hey,
out?
Dude, legislate your own people.
That ain't a fucking black. A guy wearing a dress ain't no black culture, motherfucker.
Listen, that's on you. And that's not even on you. That's the individual. That's not cultural. That's not racial. Yeah. The individual is making a fucking choice to wear a dress and then go play power forward. I'm not taking responsibility for that, and you shouldn't take responsibility for that.
I ain't. I'm just saying, NBA,
hey,
that's inappropriate for your league.
Hey.
If it was inappropriate for Allen Iverson to
call David Stern, because my man Adam Silver, he's not getting involved with that. Adam Silver's like, look at these assholes also. Adam Silver is like, I can't fuck.
No, that should ruffle Mr. Silver's feathers.
What?
This motherfucker coming in looking like one of the village people and shit. Nah, fuck that. Allen Iverson couldn't wear Tim's, but this motherfucker got his stomach out.
Right.
That's cool?
Hey.
My little girl, my daughter, is offended by that shit.
Allen Iverson couldn't wear size 38 jeans, but this fucking guy's wearing red bottom shoes to the game.
Yeah.
So I want to see who's the first NBA player to get sponsored by Louboutin shoes, which is a female shoe. They're going to be like, yo, they're going to make it for men in size 16.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play in them shits.
It's going to take one guy. That because there's no gender now.
Christian Louboutin or something Louboutin or Martinique Louboutin, something. I know it's Louboutin.
There's always some bush. I call them Dodos in Manolo.
Yes. Yes. Good one. Did you make that up?
I made that up.
Fuck, Moody.
Yo.
I gotta say a couple of things. The Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, this is an announcement. And I think you know where I'm going with this, Moody. March, again, we topped our listeners from February. And
that's true.
You hear us talk shit. You hear us. We're very cynical. We're this, that, and the third. When we got the news that March was our biggest month, it's all elation.
Yeah.
The I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast is growing every month. And we appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
We would be doing this shit with no mics.
We've been doing it
since 82. But now we have started legions and legions and legions of people. The motherfucking Rapper Pack. An unstoppable force, a group.
The rabid Rapper Pack.
The moody mob.
Word.
Started by somebody who just knew there was a movement and they wanted to be a part of something.
Word.
It starts something fantastic. So they started the motherfucking moody mob.
Word.
Yo, the t-shirts are coming. The Moody Mob t-shirt is coming. I don't know why we haven't ordered our third shipment of G Monetti t-shirts on our website.
Yeah, get that.
Well, everybody should. Like, I walk around with my G Monetti t-shirt and I'm proud of that shit. I walk around in the Jake t-shirt.
Me too.
Somebody said, yo, I need that t-shirt. And I said, it's the podcast. He said, get the fuck out of here. Because it looks like an art piece on my fucking shirt. And now we have the Dick Ritchie t-shirt made by my man Ian Johnson. Check his fucking Instagram out.
The great Ian Johnson.
A real artist.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to... Yo, listen. It is what it is.
If you want
a soft-ass I Am Rapaport podcast t-shirt, whether it's the Dick Ritchie t-shirt from the True Romance live screening and podcast...
Right.
Go to districtlines.com/ I Am Rappaport. They're all available. 150% soft, super soft ass t-shirts. Always.
Sure.
I can't remember what I was going to say, Monetti.
Oh, fuck. Where?
I don't know. It's just popping. We're doing the damn thing. I could smell the NBA playoffs in the air. I don't know, man. What's the deal? What's really good?
I want to talk about you know, you call customer service now when you're doing anything. It's no more Americans, right? The jobs have been shuttled out to third world countries, right?
It's fucking hell.
So your mortgage bank, you're calling Mumbai, India, right? And you get motherfuckers that don't know English.
Nope.
But they handling your mortgage account.
I don't want you fuck, handling my mortgage account, my car lease. I have to call Express Scripts, which is an online prescription company,
right,
to get my ulcerative colitis medicine.
This is you.
God forbid you lose your fucking credit card. You don't know where you're calling. I just lost my credit card. I don't want to fucking call the back swamp of Tunisia. Sorry.
Tunisia.
You know, call me a guy who doesn't want to give somebody a choice and an opportunity. Say what you want. I just lost my fucking credit card. I want to speak to somebody who's speaking the same language, not reading a fucking script.
Right.
Not a dictaphone.
Right. Right.
What are you dealing with all with these people?
You know, when you're speaking to an American motherfucker in Minnesota or whatever, they're working, you're doing customer service. He understands what you mean because he's an American cat. So you could be vague with this motherfucker.
They always think I'm angry, even when I'm not angry, because they pick up on the tone.
And this motherfucker is reading the script. And I'm saying, I'm talking to him like I'm getting a little upset because I'm like, yo, did you do this? Is this happening? And he's reading the script.
Yes, sir.
He's not answering my question. He's reading what they told his ass because he don't know shit.
Right.
So I started cursing at this motherfucker,
right? And you say
what? And
then
he didn't acknowledge that.
Because he doesn't know what you're saying.
Right, he just read the script. Yo, that outsourcing shit is whack. You may be paying these motherfuckers 50 cents an hour or a quarter an hour.
It feels like it.
Right, because you don't want to pay.
It feels like these motherfuckers might be like giving, you know, rubbing people's feet at the same time to have two-for-one jobs.
Yeah.
Giving foot massages.
We're in a consumer society, so the customer is always right. So this is how you treat the customer and the consumer. You go across seas and you put some motherfucker from some hut on the phone.
The customer is always right.
And I got to talk to somebody in a hut who just learned English?
The customer's always right.
You motherfucker! The customer is always fucking right! I'm locked out of my fucking car! I need fucking roadside assistance, you cocksucker! I don't need fucking spare ribs! I got a flat fucking tire!
Yeah. When you're at your fucking most vulnerable, you get Habib on the phone, who don't know what the fuck you talking about. See, I don't like that. If I'm a consumer, I'm the most important motherfucker in this society because I buy shit. So you got to have somebody that understands, speaks that American shit so we can get this transaction moving.
Get this shit pop-a-lopping.
You say that to one of the motherfuckers.
They don't know what the fuck you're saying. And they always, for some reason, I don't know why, do they think I'm angry all the time. I'm not always.
The angry American.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what they're saying in them little huts.
Okay.
They give them a job. We pay you 75 cents today. Not an hour. We're going to pay your ass 75 cents today.
Right. Maybe. Yo, you know, remember a couple of weeks ago in Charlotte? I think it was Charlotte or Indiana, when the little kid ran on the court when the Knicks were playing.
I didn't see that.
Atlanta. Or no, maybe it was Toronto. I don't know where the fuck they were. The Smoothie King Center, where the arena. What were they? Oh, New Orleans. The New Orleans have we go to Madison Square Garden. These assholes go to the Smoothie King Center.
Hey.
You ain't never winning a championship with that sponsorship. Yeah. The fucking Smoothie King Center? That's the name of your arena? Not the Fabulous Forum?
Right.
The Boston Garden?
Damn.
Madison Square
they
Garden?
They gotta do shit like
the
that.
The fucking Smoothie King Center. Yo, if I'm a player, I gotta go be like, listen, man.
They got...
We're trying to, like, you know, create some sort of environment and vibe and tone and... Live from the Smoothie King Center.
They can't say shit like that.
Your undefeated New Orleans Pelicans. What the fuck is this? A joke? We're already the Pelicans, and now we the Pelicans playing the fucking
Smoothie King.
The Smoothie King Center.
Smoothie King got paper.
Who?
Smoothie King got paper because you think they didn't put out a bid?
Of course they did.
So. And they got paper, man.
They outbid a lot of people because I'm sure that the owner of the Pelicans and the owner of that arena was like, I don't really.
We don't want these motherfuckers.
Smoothie King Center?
Yeah, might as well have what? What's some other ice cream shit?
Mr. Softy Arena.
Yeah. Little Debbie's
Live
Arena.
Live from the Mr. Softy Arena in Long Island.
Yeah.
Where your Long Island Frogs play.
I heard they lumped up my man, Jared Fogle, that Subway, that barbarian motherfucker that was fucking with kids.
Wait, I want to hear about that. But I didn't finish why I even brought up.
All right, go ahead, bro.
The Smoothie King Center was that the Knicks were playing there, and a little 8-year-old kid somehow got onto the court a couple of weeks ago and hugged Carmelo Anthony. And like, Carmelo hugged him and like pat him on the head. He was sweet, and then the kid ran off the court.
He feels sorry for him.
And what do you mean?
Fucking guys playing for the Knicks. They haven't been in the playoffs 4 years. That's why he did that.
That, see.
You feel sorry for this motherfucker.
I like that, Monetti.
Go ahead.
See, I'm sorry to point out the obvious, because it is the obvious. But all the other sports outlets, and we love them all. We watch them all. The Bleacher Reports.
Deadspin.
ESPN, Deadspin.
Love those guys.
All the writers, all my guys, even my dude Ruco and Rothenberg.
The great Ruco. What up?
And the fantastically entertaining Dave Rothenberg.
Yes, yes.
My man out there in Dallas. You all had takes on that. But no one got to the real reason why the little kid ran on the court. And that is because he felt sorry for Carmelo. That's why the Ian Rapoport podcast, it wins again.
Right. Yeah. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
So the ushers who were guarding that side got fired.
Damn.
Because the little kid got on the court. And I think it's fucked up. And they were saying, you know, obviously the most horrible, scary thing was, remember when Monica Seles got stabbed?
When he hit her with
Thank God more incidents like that don't happen. And me and Monetti, and I have the fortune, the great, trust me, every time I get the opportunity to sit courtside, I'm like, you know.
Oh, yes. That's
we're like, I'm like elated.
Yes.
Yo, I could see how that could happen, but a little kid, they're not getting looked at as much as a person,
right,
as an adult.
Yeah.
So the little kid running on the court, obviously it's not good for the game, and obviously it's scary, and obviously it can't become a regular occurrence, but to fire them dudes, that's not fair. That's not fair.
That's terrible, man.
And the NBA, you know, or
she got reprimanded. That's
Reprimanded, maybe like, you should, because they had to go through a course, but to get fired, I don't agree with it.
Swear.
So I wanted to just finish that thought. I also wanted to say that money and fame doesn't buy you looks, because when you look at LeBron James just as a physical, like he's a fucked up looking dude.
Nah, man, we don't be judging no man.
Nah, but I just looking at him at the bench the other night, his grill, like he looks like shit.
Yeah. But Jared Fogle,
yeah, okay,
got his ass whooped deservingly. Some big white motherfucker kicked his ass brutally.
Right, like an Aryan Nation did, dude,
because he was tired of seeing this motherfucker around, right? And nobody really fucking him up, right? So he decided one day to lump him up, and it was bad. So they transferred money. Not Jared. They transferred the big burly motherfucker out. He gave the reason. This pedophile motherfucker, man. Yo, I felt I should beat his ass.
But you know what? Obviously, I have no problem with that. But, you know, jail, I was thinking about this. Jail and prison politics and like sort of like the some of it. And I obviously, I don't want to piss. But from what I know, I don't know much. But like having like a mass murderer. Not to say that this guy was a mass murderer, but like be offended by somebody and anybody else. Like I'm fucked up, but this guy's even more fucked up than me. And you know, I don't want to get into whether or not something's more. Obviously, those kinds of crimes are terrible. Rape, any sort of chill, any of that shit's horrendous. But coming from a motherfucker who ate a body.
Or kill.
You don't really have much say in what's morally right. Because you're a fucking, like...
Right.
I mean, and you know...
he beat ass, so
yeah, he got his ass beat. Speaking of creep cocksuckers and sick fucks of the week, and we're going to go into now the sick fuck of the week.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up. How could you do it? Don't let him out. Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did.
What?
No.
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 Yes, Miles. The sick fuck of the week theme song.
Mm-hmm.
A dude on the train the other day, the commuter train to Jersey, unfolded his loaf, 20-year-old dude, and was jerking himself off on the train.
Pleasuring himself, sir.
Pleasuring himself. That's coming from you. You've definitely. I would like to know. this week's poll is this: who's more lewd, G Monetti or me, Mr. White Folks?
I'd say it was me.
I want to let the people decide. I want to let the people decide, because last week, and we're going to get to this in a second, we had a swamp ass poll, and
I lost horribly.
And you need to acknowledge that in one second. But right, this sick fuck of the week, his name is like Halajulala, whatever.
That's that suppressed sexuality. That's where he comes from. Those places where you can't get no ass.
Right. We're just gonna assume that because of his name. Adik.
How can a woman pronounce that motherfucker? Yeah, I'm fucking with. Huh?
It's still do it again.
Who you fucking with? It
pauses and then it... right. Oh, shit. He is the sick fuck of the week. But now you're saying maybe he shouldn't... He should... You have compassion for him? No, he's on the train. This guy's an animal, man.
He comes from one of those countries where they lock shit down.
Right. All
right. Right? So you have to... He's doing wild shit.
I'm giving him the sick fuck of the week.
He has the sick
fuck. But you're saying we should asterisk him?
Yeah.
Like, he's like the Sammy Sosa of the sick fucks of the week.
Go to his country. You'll see nobody get no ass.
All right.
Because it's against the law.
Okay. He's the Barry Bonds. I don't want to give him Barry Bonds, but I'll give him Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
Of the sick fuck of the week. We got to find the Barry Bonds of sick fucks and the Babe Ruth of sick fucks.
Right.
That's going to be somebody special.
No. The Babe Ruth. Who's going to outdo this? We already did this guy who fucked the dog as a revenge thing.
Oh.
Who do you think is going to top that?
Oh.
A little chihuahua, he wearing out. Who gonna top that?
And he's wearing out the dog. The thing that was made it extra crazy is that he was doing it to the dog to get back
at the girl who was showing undue attention to the dog in his mind.
So he was looking at that little dog
and say, oh, you think...
Let's make sure that you really understand. The guy was jealous of his girlfriend because he felt like his girlfriend was spending too much time with his dog. So to get back at her,
he gaped little Benji. Gaped.
He's right now. He's the Sammy Sosa. No, he's the Barry Bonds.
No one's topping that.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Unless you catch a bird and do some ill shit with a bird.
You can't. It wasn't a big dog either. It was like a 12-pound dog. This guy's...
What's that shit, Ben? Or what's that little shit that used to come on NBC back in the days? Damn. Shaggy D.A.
Yeah.
He's fucking the Shaggy D.A.
Nah, it wasn't the Shaggy D.A. He had a little Paris Hilton dog.
That you carry in a fucking little...
Yeah, the one that
Riverside
you could...
church bag
you
and
could,
shit.
You could bring on a plane with no problem. You just have to have the paperwork. The shit sits in your lap. Lap dog.
A little hamster.
No.
But they're about that size, a little
14
bigger.
Pounds.
And you greasing up. Jesus.
Man.
Nothing tops that.
Yeah. Shit, man.
What else you got? Yeah.
That's it.
Nothing can top that.
Well, but then you get people like this, the Russian woman.
Oh, what happened?
Who stabbed her husband to death. And then fed the remains to their dog.
He had to be asleep.
She stabbed money to death and fed his shit to the dog, yo. Fed his remains, fed his body to the dog. First of all, my dog will eat anything, but he won't eat a fucking body. The dog is
had to be asleep. Nobody can run up on me. You ain't not stabbing me if I'm up. He had to be asleep. A girl told me that. I'll cut your dick off.
Said that to you?
Yeah. That right there and the relationship. You don't say shit like that.
Right. There's no coming back from
that. Yeah, like that's what you would do?
Word.
She said that to me. I got scared of the motherfucker. Like Willie D, I was scared of the motherfucker. Yo, I'll cut your dick off. What? I didn't even say nothing. I just looked at her like she was like Jason and shit.
And then what did you say? Like, how did you, like, because you're
imagine somebody, a woman that you would say that to.
I would be very scared. I'm going to keep it real. I would want to remove myself. Forget the relationship from this person. I'd want to move away.
I would
physically move out of her space.
And when I heard that, I said, this is a psycho.
No shit.
What, imagine, I say that to her, I'm going to cut your pussy out.
What? Right.
Psycho.
Do I look like a web designer over here? I don't. But with Weebly.com, I was easily able to make a beautiful and fully functional website. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own businesses and dream to be their own boss. Again, you don't need to be a web designer or know how to code to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store. If I can do it, you can too. Trust me. I was very impressed with the wide variety of professionally designed mobile themes to choose from. Then you simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. It's easy. And you can truly customize, update, and change your site anytime you want on any device. All right? Join over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. Get started for free today at Weebly.com. That's Weebly.com/Michael. Weebly.com/Michael. You can check out the website I designed by myself at www.iamrapport.weebly.com.
I want to send a memo to Mr. LeBron James.
What about him?
Cut your hair.
I just was saying that.
It's over.
I just was saying that, and you're like, we don't talk about me. You try to throw me under the bus.
You said he looks like shit.
I didn't want to point out his hair.
I'm trying to bag this motherfucker, so I don't look at him like that.
No.
I'm saying.
Time.
No, men don't judge motherfuckers like how you look, B.
Then why are we saying cut your shit? I can say, we've said plenty of people need to fix their fucking teeth.
That's different from saying what you said.
Listen, I have to look at this guy all the time. He's on the commercials. He's in the game. He's in the pregame. He's on the bench with his button-up. He's button-up a denim shirt. And I'm peeping him and his hair and his whole grill piece. And I'm saying he looks like shit. And he needs to cut his wig and shut it down.
There has to be a better way. You're right. But the only thing I look at when I see this motherfucker is the thinning of your hair, right?
That's what you look at. But when you see a guy like, let's say, Scottie Pippen, who we brought him up in his teeth, you see a big horseshoe nose, right? And you see some fucking, some teeth, right? Yeah. Who else looks like shit?
But you can't do shit about that.
Yes, you can.
Well, you want Michael Jackson shit? Break your shit up?
Terrell Suggs.
T-Sizzle can't do shit about his teeth. They can't make them longer. They can't bring up the gums to kind of get the ratio to where it looks like a regular human being.
The tooth to gum ratio.
Yo, it's fucked up.
That's what it is.
He just happened to be born like that.
Wait.
So I told you need to go to the dentist and smile. And the dentist, and then after you smile, tell the dentist, what the fuck can you do for them? I know it's fucked up. The world knows it's fucked up.
The I Am Rapport Stereo podcast knows it's fucked up.
Certainly you see. And you're the pro. Fix my shit.
They can give chicks dicks and dicks chicks.
Yeah.
But you can't fix my teeth, Doc.
Right.
Come on. Right. I got the money. I'm T-Sizzle. And we love you, T-Sizzle.
We don't front on you, man.
I fucks with him. I love his game. I love his personality.
T-Sizzle is that dude.
I fuck with T-Sizzle. He's dope. He's going to be a dope broadcaster in television. You can see it.
Yeah.
But
T-Sizzle, we're going to tell you what they're going to tell you when you get in that broadcaster.
Before you become a broadcaster.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they're probably telling him now, look.
When you
get out of the league, you have a job over here at Fox or CBS or HBO. But
subject we're giving choppers.
You three. That's in the top of the email. He's like, what? He doesn't know what it is. Huh? Oh, I'm gonna use the company plane? No, it's not that.
Choppers.
You're not using the fucking the Fox helicopter.
We have a dentist on staff.
He's right here.
He's world class.
And there's a back door we could sneak you in and seek you out because the change is going to be so drastic that any adjustments we do in your favor, the whole world will notice because your grill is it's the bottom.
If you look at Jalen Rose when he was with the Fab Five, his shit.
He talks about it.
Right. His shit looked like broken glass.
Yes.
He had jagged teeth.
Yes.
Look at him now.
Looks great.
Benny Hill. He looks like fucking Benny.
Yeah. He looks like fucking Benny Hill. Damn, Moody. You're killing the game. Killing this motherfucker. You're on fucking fuego.
So we just tell T-Sizzle out of love.
Out of love. We're such big fans.
But this is comedy too, so we're going to laugh.
It's not even comedy. It's reality.
His teeth is fucking comedy, motherfucker.
Yo, no, this is a charitable thing we're doing. We're doing you the favor that your friends and your close-knit crew hasn't done for you.
Right.
And I get why they didn't do it, because you're a lovable guy.
Right. But you could tell. Just think about this, T-Seals. Whenever you laugh heartily, does the person you're with eyes go down to your gum?
Right.
That's how you know your shit is busted.
When you're talking, when you're pouring your heart out,
do you see? Look at the motherfucker's eyes. Where his eyes go?
Take a beat and try to look at, like, see, do they drift down?
Or if down and up.
If they're staring.
That's how we do it. You do it.
If they're staring in your eyes, they're only trying to not look down.
Not to look at your fucking
It's like being on a high building. Don't look down. Just don't do it. If you look down, you'll jump.
You know when your shit is fucked up because you might have some shit that you ate that's on your chin. Motherfuckers will look up and down on your shit to where you have to, you feel it and you go, yo, is something on my face? Yeah, man, you got some shit right here. RG3, you look good.
Yes.
I saw the press conference.
The Cleveland Browns press conference, his first appearance as a Cleveland Brown.
I'm sure Jim Brown said, I need to talk to him before y'all let him get up there. See, Jim Brown is that black man.
Jim Brown doesn't fuck around.
He don't give a fuck about no cameras.
Right.
I'm sure he pulled his ass in the Brown Room. They probably got some shit in Cleveland called the Brown Room, where you get in there and you get straight.
Right.
He learned you about what you need to do.
Right.
And I'm sure Jim Brown got a hold of this motherfucker and said, you almost out the league. Jim Brown probably using street language. You almost out the league, nigga.
Look, you forgot the lead. Wait.
Yeah.
This is a perfect look here, man, moment.
Look here, man. You almost out the league, nigga. I begged Hugh Jackson to get you down here. Don't let this shit get twisted.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Brown.
Wait, shut the fuck up, nigga.
Okay, Mr. See, Brown.
I know you had a lot of problems out there.
Sorry, Mr. Brown, for laughing.
And I know the main reason. You had all the Subway commercials, and all you was doing was just gallivanting around with the white girl. Mm. And ain't nothing wrong with the white girl.
Uh-uh.
But for you, it is.
Yes.
Come in here focused.
Get your fucking head right.
You got you as a starter. Don't worry about these other motherfuckers. You the starter. I got you.
Fix your motherfucking braids.
Fix your braid. You did good.
And when you showed up for a Cleveland Brown, your first Cleveland Brown press conference, you looked the way you're supposed to look. You didn't have your little string bean shit weak ass braids hanging off your head. Looked like they were scotch taped.
Nah, he got the Iverson shit.
He looked, his shit was tight. It looked good.
Yeah. Keep the braids, man. Do what you do.
Do your thing. I'm not going to say braid or not braid, right, but at least have your shit looking like, you know.
And it's about studying. It's not about the commercials. I know they gassed you.
Yeah, they did. They're gassing you.
Right. But you almost out the lead.
You're barely hanging on. You're hanging on for dear life. Like, you know Tim Tebow? Yeah. You're on that shit.
Look in the mirror and say, I'm a black quarterback.
Right.
And look at the history. You don't get chances, motherfucker. The history says, you fuck up, you're not going to be no Vince Evans, a perennial backup.
Right.
You're going to be out the league.
Right. You're not just some, because they can't have you come off the bench, because that style of quarterbacking, they don't want that shit.
Right. You're not revolutionizing that league, that position. Cam Newton will, if he ever,
because he can do
that
both.
Super Bowl.
You motherfucker can't throw.
Yep.
You're running around and this shit is dope. And I'm not mad at you. It's that fucking Mike Shanahan ran you.
And Shanahan fucked your leg up.
You need to find Mike Shanahan and get on. Like Latrell Sprewell, what he did.
Choked that motherfucker out.
He had no business choking him. Although PJ was flipping on him.
Nah, he did.
Okay.
No.
But when if RG3 went and choked the shit out of Mike Shanahan when he's out of the league, people would have to go, I get it. I fucking get it.
We don't know what happened with Sprewell in that gym either.
Okay, that's true. Right? And also, we don't know. I don't think it was as big of a choke as they said. I think you know, the way it was, like, the real thing, it wasn't like...
Sprewell's from a hood, so...
No,
you
I don't
have to understand black culture and how we deal with motherfuckers. Sprewell, I know what he did.
What did he do?
PJ was yelling at him on some sucker shit like it's Seton Hall, like he's college.
Right.
This motherfucker make more money than you. You doing that shit in front of grown men, his teammates.
Right.
Fuck shooting a ball in the basket. What you said, yo?
Do the whole script. Do the whole scene, please.
This is what happened.
Do the whole
PJ
scene.
PJ yelling at.
PJ, he's like, come on, Latrell. You're not playing hard enough today, man.
No. I know how
what was the tone?
The yelling is, the fucking ball goes that way. Time out. The ball goes to the corner.
But he's saying his name. Latrell. He's saying it's specific.
Now, he's showing you up. And this is a white dude.
I need to do PJ. Latrell, what the fuck are you doing? You're fucking lazy, Latrell. See, it's shit like that. It's not just basketball shit.
I'm tired of these lazy fucks talking to his assistants around. And this is a white dude. You have to understand the dynamic.
Right.
Where you just feel like this white motherfucker, it throws you back into slavery.
I hear you.
You know, you'd be like, yo, fuck this nigga.
And it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you feel like humiliated. Because it only comes you feeling bad. He feel like he's disrespecting you.
Right. So you.
But do you think he actually. I was just saying in terms of the choking, did he actually choke? Because the reports are that whole quote. When you think choke, you think hands around the neck.
He had it.
He did?
He had marks around his neck.
Yeah, but I heard it was like he grabbed him.
He tried to get him, probably.
He probably did.
And then PJ settled his ass down because it got real. You don't want to fight this motherfucker.
No.
Right? But you need to check yourself. That's a grown man.
Right.
And you ain't the owner. This ain't college, motherfucker.
Right.
Little kids and you doing that sucker shit.
Flipping it. Right.
You don't got to yell.
Right. You could yell, but you know it doesn't have to be personal.
See, the yelling says more about you. Chump ass. Ho ass. PJ. So back to football. Speaking of football, we say RG3, you almost out the league, and we are certain with that. So you're at Cleveland. I hope Hugh Jackson uses you correctly.
Start anew.
And put it down because they're watching.
Oh.
And you ain't going to be no backup because you make too much.
Yeah, you ain't going to be. And you throw the fucking ball away.
Right.
And if RG3 can't be productive, it's not his talent.
Right.
It's his the injuries.
And the injury. And
because
Tebow not in the league. There's no love affair with you.
No.
There's a love affair with Tebow, and he's not in the league.
If they tried their best to get Tebow in the league, you fuck.
You're on your last legs, man.
And we fuck with you. So I want to see him focus. Hopefully the injury is not bad.
That's right.
It's all the injury, because I know he's a good kid. Hey,
you got to run with your legs. This motherfucker ran his knees into the ground.
Mike Shanahan, you fuck.
So now you're a pocket motherfucker. Because you can't get away from the brothers see like that.
And he's not that big. Cam is 6. Yo, Cam is right. A big fucker. I met Cam. That motherfucker is big.
Right. Big and wide.
He's not lean.
Yeah. You got it.
Because I met Kaepernick, and he's big, and Cam Newton is bigger than him.
Man.
These are big motherfuckers.
Right. Exactly.
Big motherfuckers. And those are the quarterbacks. Yo, what was that? Reggie, what was that? That linebacker on the Patriots, I met him once. He was a big fucking guy. Mm-mm. McGinnis?
Willie McGinnis?
Yo.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, you want him, like, he's bodyguard size.
Yeah, that's why.
And he's not as diesel as he used to be now, and he's still, like, this is a big fucking dude.
Yo, that's why these motherfuckers got CTE. That guy's fucking running into you full speed.
Shit.
But, yo, I saw the OJ shit.
Yo.
The finale.
We give an applause. Yo. People versus OJ, I loved it.
Me too.
I didn't want it to end.
Me too.
Give the I'm going to tell you what right my prediction. Sarah Paulson, she's winning the Emmy.
Sarah Paulson is about it.
Break it down. Why do you think she's so about it?
Now, I'm a fan. Right.
So break it down.
So here's my break.
I'm not going to do like Mr. Chauncey Billups, like I'm Mr.
Here it is.
Yeah.
As a fan, and they know that I don't really watch TV too much, right?
Right, the fans know that.
Fans know that. But you know great acting when you see it.
And what are you seeing in her performance that you're so impressed by?
Just the fact that she's basically mirroring Marsha Clark.
Right.
But not like in a way, she got her own thing. With
right, right.
She you know
made,
what I'm saying?
She made it totally real.
Like Jamie Foxx was doing Rich Little shit with Ray Charles.
Right.
Paulson.
No, I hear what you're saying.
You see?
I don't totally agree with what you're saying, right. But because it's a musician,
right.
and Ray Charles is so iconic, the way he looks, the way he played the piano, there's so many sort of iconic things.
Different things.
So I got to defend Fox because he's a...
I like Fox.
No, I know. I know what you're saying.
But I know what you're saying.
But Marsha Clark, as much as we sort of know her, she doesn't have iconic movements the way Ray does.
Right, exactly.
It'd be
right,
like if you're playing Jimi Hendrix, like you're going to be like the hair.
You got to do what he does because it's a musician.
That's tougher. Say. Anyway, so go ahead.
But just, and Courtney B. Vance and
yo,
and,
he's killed it.
Yo, that's well, some, see, that's the shit I like about acting. The craft of that shit where I'm sitting in my crib and I'm looking at these motherfuckers like this shit is actually happening now. They and make it so real.
Yeah,
that's the
true.
Talent.
It's true. It's true. Those guys, I mean, everybody did really good, but they were my favorite. I think Cuba was really, really good.
Hell yeah.
I think they were all good. Schwimmer, I think F. Lee Bailey, the guy, the actor, I can't remember.
Nathan Lane,
he was dope. Travolta.
Yeah, man, yo.
It was really good. And homeboy who played Darden, that fucking guy, I think he's going to win the Emmy. Best Supporting Actor.
Right.
He was great.
You see, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Putting that skill on display that makes you understand, yo, what they're doing is difficult, but they make it look like the cameras are eavesdropping.
Mm. Good shit. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I like what you're saying. And I can't agree more. I thought it was fun.
That's it. You can see it. You can see
I wanted this shit to keep going.
I like how OJ's getting shunned. They should keep going with next year. How he's getting fucking shunned.
Oh, they should do like afterwards.
Yeah. Because he thought shit was all gravy. Call the Riviera. Give me 15 tables.
Right.
The motherfuckers told him. Oh, we ain't no tables.
Right.
We don't fuck with you.
Right. Period.
All the motherfuckers he was fucking with.
Karma.
He killed Robert. Because Robert was like, yo, this motherfucker
he
really
broke
did
his heart.
That shit.
He fucked Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
David Schwimmer is good as Kardashian.
Hell yeah.
He fucked Robert Kardashian up. And I mean that in most respectful. Like, right. Yo, that dude died. I'm sure because of the stress that had that case.
Your friend, like you think this is a real cat. He would never do that.
Right.
But then it comes out. You're like, yo, all the evidence is pointing to you, motherfucker.
Right.
And OJ's like, oh, come on, man.
Flipping on him and shit.
Yeah. Some whole shit. Yo, I heard at the world famous Apollo.
Yep.
They had this Fife Memorial and the hip hop entirety, the family was there.
The
scope of hip hop, because Fife was such a beloved and important figure in this art form. So it's like one of the family members passed.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Right? So you get everybody.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Because he's respected like that.
And first his family, we're talking about there was a beautiful memorial event. So emotional, so genuine, and just so much love and respect and positivity. It was very nice at the Apollo for Fife Dog, and everybody was there. You know, everybody was there and more. Right. Like all those names, like they had in the paper, Lauryn Hill and Andre 3000 and all of his family and friends and good people, nice people, and people I've, you know... It was a nice night, and it was fans had T-shirts on, and it was packed, and it was special. It was fit for a king.
Right, right.
Cool J was there. LL Cool J. I fuck with LL Cool J.
Yeah, Cool J, man. James Tidar.
Because when you think about, like, you know, and one of the beautiful things that I was thinking about why there were so many old, quote-unquote, old school. I hate saying that. They gotta
That's
come
not old school. It's the true school. It's the original shit.
The best school.
Yeah.
There were so many originators there because Tribe as a group and Fife as an MC, they took what dudes did before them.
They got the
and
torch.
Pushed it forward.
Progressed it.
And that's why they get respect from Grandmaster Flash, KRS-One. And there's other dudes that are way more successful than Tribe that'll never get that treatment.
Absolutely.
Because what they did musically was so of the essence of it and took it forward. It was like yo, we're giving you the baton, and they were like, boom, and they were like, yo, we're here. And it's not just them.
Right.
That whole Native Tongues collective was there.
Skilled in the trade of that old boom bap.
And it was nice, and D'Angelo performed.
Wow.
With the Roots backing him up.
Oh.
But it was tribute. It was a celebration because it became a celebration, but it was very it had a religious aspect to it because his family the family was religious. First and foremost.
Right.
It was really nice, man. I was so I was proud and moved to have anything to do with this guy. He was a good sweet dude.
I also heard there was some controversy, and when they say controversy, I call that sucker shit.
What?
I heard this motherfucker that we clown periodically on the podcast. Kanye West came up there and was uttering some curses, and
there was something that Peter Rosenberg, who said some very sweet, genuine, heartfelt things, and introduced a clip from ESPN,
right.
And he was, you know, talked about seeing them. He's younger than us, so he's different. So, but he saw them as a kid perform, and he brought a hat, and he's a fan,
right?
And he made a comment about them being in the same. The same world, the same reference. I made the same comment that them being like similar to Led Zeppelin,
right.
Like the Led Zeppelin of hip hop. No one thought twice about it in any negative kind of way. But what was bugged out was when Kanye went up there. He semi threw Peter Rosenberg under the bus, and that turned into like a whole like little controversy because he said, "When I'm up here, I don't want to hear nothing about Led Zeppelin." He was basically saying that, like, Tribe is black music, and black music was... He said all these things out of context, like black music was stolen, and he sort of semi-threw this dude, Barry Weiss, who was Tribe Called Quest and Sony executive, under the bus, too.
Right.
And it didn't need to happen. It wasn't the place to say anything negative. The place was... It was only the place to say... Only positive things
about
Fife.
Yeah,
it's crazy. You know, one thing about that I didn't know that the memorial, the service was live broadcast on Revolt TV, and you know, you never would have thought I think it was kind of beautiful because it showed how important he was.
Right.
Like, I think it was cool that you did it because first I was like, why would they do it, and then I was like. He's that important. Like,
right.
You know.
He's that loved.
Like, if somebody from a great band or like he's a beloved, he has fans across the world. So right. I'm like, I'm glad they did it.
Right.
But one of the other things that Kanye had said was this dude, Barry Weiss, who's actually in Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. He was like their A&R guy, or he signed them to the record label. Not A&R guy. He signed them to... He was the head of the record label, Jive.
Right.
Signed Too Short, which was a great scene from Beats, Rhymes, and Life that got cut out. But they, you know, he's an important part of Tribe. And, like, you know, he was there, and I'm sure they had, you know, back and forth because he's like industry rule number 4,080, record company people are shady.
Right.
I'm sure Barry Weiss... inspired the fuck out of that line, but he also did a lot for them. So he was in the audience, and I know that he's a part of the Tribe. You know, like he helped develop and push that brand, that group, to become what they became.
Right.
So he had said,
Shit he was talking about up on stage, man. Like,
he said something about, he said, you know, Peter Rosenberg said something about Zeppelin, and, you know, but I don't want to hear nothing about Zeppelin mentioned at Fife's funeral. And then the other thing he said, 100 years from now, we're going to all be with Fife. You know, he was saying beautiful things. And, right. And then he said, You know, and this country was built off her back. Barry Weiss, no. Like, he, like, but I'm like.
Injected him into his bullshit. Barry Weiss, as soon as he heard his name, should have been like, what?
Right.
Just echoing throughout the Apollo Theater.
I'm right here if you need
right,
me.
Right, right.
And then when he was walking out, he should have walked over to him and be like, what were you saying?
Right. You see, this is how you have to deal with a motherfucker like that. If he's going to call you out in public like that, but then you're justified in meeting his ass in the lobby.
It was so surprising to, I think, a lot of people that no one even said nothing because it was like, it would have just made things worse. But he was there. He said a lot of good, loving, important things, and he said a lot of things that were
inappropriate, and that's when you should get checked. But this is for Fife.
It is.
This ain't about slavery.
Right.
And a record company took... Motherfucker, of course, everybody know that. But this is about Fife.
Right.
You come up here, he's on like his soapbox.
Right.
Yeah, I'm this and that. All he needs is to be checked.
Mm. Well,
and everybody seems to be scared of this midget.
And I was right there in the front row.
Right.
I was there the whole night. It was a beautiful night. Cool J, man, like native tongues. It was just, but not the people who came, because it was the things that people said, like his family,
right,
his cousins,
right, friends,
his friends,
growing up Queens and shit,
Queens,
and he's yo,
beloved dude. It was a very emotional. It was a kind of send off you would only imagine that you could hope
right
for.
You want
you like yo, yeah. I would be if I could have a quarter of this when I go
right.
I would be cool. So it was very, very emotional, very sweet, very uplifting, and very positive. And I was happy that he got that. And the fans came. And I love seeing the fans and the Fife t-shirts and the tribe. They were up there. Like, they were there the whole night.
Right.
So shout out to all them and everybody that came, you know.
To the hip-hop family.
The man. Whole hip-hop family. It's an honor to, like, have any sort of foot in the door because I'm such a fucking fan.
Right. And you're part of that family now because you created that film that documented one of the world's greatest.
Word up. Thanks, Moody. I appreciate that. So when I go to sleep, I sleep on a Casper mattress. I love my Casper mattress. It's no secret. It's changed my entire sleep game. Casper. What?
Southwest by. What is it? South by Southwest. Remember you went to the Casper camp and you took a nap?
They had a nap camp, a nap van. I took a nap in the middle of the day on a mattress. It was fantastic. I sleep at home like a fucking baby. I have Casper mattress and now I have a Casper pillow. I actually have two Casper pillows, two king-size Casper pillows. Award-winning sleep company. The mattress is delivered to your house in 2 to 5 days. Shows up in a box, 100-day guarantee. If you do not like your mattress, which is going to be a shocker, you could return it for free for a full refund after 100 days of sleeping on it.
That's how you know you've made some classic shit.
They'll refund you fully.
Like, we give you your money back. We know this is dope.
Go to Casper.com, C-A-S-P-E-R. Use the promo code Rappaport to save $50 on an already great deal. They have all 6 size mattresses. And all I could say is I'm happy to be associated with the brand.
For sure.
You got anything else you want to rock about? I mean, we're live and direct here. Like, we're not stopping, man. Like, my throat hurts. You know, what do you want, man? What's really good?
Greg Hardy, man.
Yo, get him out of here.
We need to, let me.
Gotta go.
And his handlers. They suck.
Keep a close eye
Keep
on this fucking guy.
Keep him away from any cameras.
Right.
He can't articulate his feelings.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
He doesn't understand.
Right. He doesn't get it.
So you got Jerry Jones. Don't let this motherfucker go in front of the camera.
Jerry Jones, we know you want to keep him. As understand, like, morally, I assume you probably don't want to keep him. But he's too much of a fucking wild goon out on the field to cut him.
Yo, yeah.
But while you have him as a player on your team, lock shit down.
The owner, here's my thing, Rap.
Okay.
The owner gotta be the owner.
Right.
You can't be in some office and delegate and shit. Yo, you handle that. When the owner, the man who has the gold, makes the rules.
Mm.
So if the owner come in the locker room and this motherfucker's on some sucker shit, right? Who? One of the players. And I'm the owner and I'm paying this guy. What kind of optic would it be if the owner came down and undressed this motherfucker right in front of the whole team?
What do you mean, physically?
No, not just talking to him like, yo, all that shit you doing, beating up chicks and all that, I'm paying you. And the contract is about to be voided.
I'm going to cut your fucking
ass. Right, in front of all these motherfuckers.
Right.
I'm the owner.
Right.
This ain't my only business, dude.
Right.
This shit don't even make money for me.
Right. This is a side gig. It's a hobby.
And how much are we paying you? $5 million per year. Where the fuck you think you could get that out on this economy?
Right.
And you out here making it rain in the club.
Right.
I got $1 billion. I ain't never been in no strip club.
Right.
What the fuck is you doing? Look at everybody.
Your chain is a fucking... Look, can I use that as a fucking doorstop? You fuck you.
We got a financial fucking team. You don't even go in there. I pay you. The check you're going to get today is $300,000 for a week.
Right.
You don't even go in the office and deal with fucking Barry Weiss.
Right.
With the... We set up shit.
Seymour Greenbergstein.
We set up shit for you.
They got fucking the Jewiest bagel face fuck lawyer team you'll ever... And some cowboy hat wearing Texans.
We set up shit so you can be straight at the end of the at the end of your career.
But no, you don't do that.
You bypass that.
Right, you skip that meeting. Okay. We bring it up again. You're like, yeah, I'll be there Tuesday. Oh, my ankle wasn't feeling good. I missed that meeting.
And we get blamed for your bankruptcies.
Because you're an asshole.
Right. So, see, owners need to take more stock.
Right.
But this is their shit. This is like their little fucking part-time job.
Yo, we're coming up with the True Romance live edition next week. We're dropping that. If you weren't at the live event, yo, you could hear it. All True Romance, everything. It's not even just about True Romance. We talk about... I don't even know what we... I know we had a good time. I know I publicly admitted that I have no interest in ever seeing my friend Toby Morse or any hardcore punk rock band again. And I respect the culture.
Right.
I'm not going out to... I don't like the music. I do not like the music. I know Bad Brains. I know a band called Death. I know Sick of It All.
What don't you like about the
music? It's too much.
Too loud?
Too loud. I'm too old. I don't leave the house. And if I go out to hear music, I want it to be the kind of music that I want it to be. And I fuck with these dudes.
Right, I know they're good people. We're
Rancid,
friends.
I fuck with all. Like I don't. But it's just the music in general.
You tried to fuck with
I
the music.
I can't fuck with it.
Right.
But Toby Morse is my dude.
Right, that's separate.
Friends and a lot friends. Of these dudes are my dudes. The whole H2O band, those are my dudes.
But they understand. Everybody doesn't fuck with that shit.
I don't expect all my friends to listen to this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Do you think I say, Mom, did you listen to episode 147?
June be rocking.
She rocks it, but I'm not going to be like, expect everybody to listen to it.
Right.
Especially people that have to hear. Imagine having to hear me in real life and then do this shit. Motherfuckers don't want to listen to it. I got friends, Jason Berg, my man, he don't want to listen to this shit. Sal, they can take it in short increments. You're a special breed, Moody. You're able to deal with me, you know, in large chunks, but you're easy going.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too.
Just give me a motherfucking grill. I'll put a ribeye on it and just chill on out.
Okay. I don't know. I can't call it. Black Thought at the Fife Memorial was great. He rhymed. Angela Winbush. She's saying Angel.
Ooh, And she sang the hell out of that shit, right?
In the Apollo Theater for Fife. They were friends.
Right. Angela.
You know one of the good things about that I remember to bring up? Fife Dawg, this is something about his personality. He always kept platonic girlfriends. Like, he would be like, yo, meet so-and-so. That's my friend. She's my best friend. You never messed with her? Nah, we just been best friends for 20-something years. But a lot of them. And I always admired that about him as a person. It says a lot about who he is as a person because, you know, like the Fife Dawg characters, is, you know, I like him playing yellow, Puerto Rican, Haitian, and like Tanya, Tamika, Dana. He had a lot of platonic girlfriends, and they were all there.
Right.
And his wife knew about it. Like, not no shady shit. Like, I was always like, this is a, I respect that about him.
Right. Right. Good. Good dude.
So Angela Winbush sang Angel, killed it.
Of course, this is a professional singer, man. This is
Kelly
not no
Price.
Bullshit. Professional. Kelly Price is a motherfucker.
Did I tell you Dinkins was there?
Mayor.
He came out and he said beautiful things about Fife, and he talked about like that song and that lyric and that time and not being that familiar with hip hop.
Right.
And he was proud that that song had his name.
Like, these guys are class. Like we said.
And everybody who came and showed up, all class. It was nothing but class in that whole building.
And you understand, like, that's what hip hop is about. It's not about this vulgarity, bullshit, all kind of stupid shit. That's what it is.
Right.
It morphed into what we are now.
Good point. Good point.
That's why you get the love from the pioneers.
Right.
Because they wouldn't be there if they gave these motherfuckers the baton.
Right. And they took it.
And they took it and progressed it.
Yep. And other cats took it too.
Right. To where the world.
The whole entire world.
It's all over the world.
Yeah.
It started from these cats in the Bronx. Boom, gave it to y'all, and then it went all over the world. So y'all...
Grandmaster Flash was there.
That's what I'm saying. Now...
Cool Herc was there.
He invented this shit.
Yeah. It was a beautiful, beautiful... I brought it up again just because I remembered. It was really cool, man. I'm trying to figure out what movie we should screen next. Not one of my movies. I'm trying to think. I want the listeners of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We had a great screening of True Romance. The Shining would be that's a good idea. What about some comedy shit? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Stripes. What about a Richard Pryor concert film like Here and Now or some shit like that? That or I don't know. I'm trying to think.
That sounds good. Some classic comedy.
But
shit.
I want to hear from the fans. It could be something like Shining would be good. Goodfellas. Saturday Night Fever. There's, you know, Airplane.
Yeah. Airplane would be funny.
Airplane would be funny. And if they're smoking that Dick Ritchie.
Yeah.
And that funny airplane.
Yeah.
That could be the name of a strain of weed. That funny airplane. All right, so chime in on that. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. All raw dog without a bag.
No cuts.
No cuts. Uninterrupted.
Word.
We call this literally going raw dog without a bag.